It's budget time. Welcome to the April 15th edition of Policy in Practice, the weekly podcast from IMNG Medical Media. I'm Francis Correa. He's a few months late, but President Obama delivered his fiscal year 2014 budget proposal to Congress. Not a lot of surprises on the healthcare front. The president continues to propose nearly $400 billion in cuts to Medicare. Most of the savings would come from paying manufacturers less for drugs and increased cost sharing for some beneficiaries. The proposal also includes some new spending, $100 million to map the human brain, and $130 million to bolster mental health services. The administration is also seeking $1.5 billion to fund operations and education for the new health insurance exchanges. Here's what HHS Secretary Kathleen Sebelius had to say about that.
Open enrollment for the new health insurance marketplaces begins on October 1, 2013, and coverage will start on January 1, 2014. So this budget supports the operation of the federally facilitated marketplaces and provides for the assistance and oversight needs of the state-based and state partnership marketplaces as well. That will ensure that starting in January, every American in every state will have a place to go to get quality health insurance that fits their budget.
But whether Congress will fund the exchanges is an open question. The president's proposal got a cool reception on Capitol Hill, where House Speaker John Boehner said the budget was a disappointment.
President calls this his compromise budget, but his bottom line is this: my way or the highway. And if that's the case, I'm not very optimistic.
Congress is still trying to find a way out of the sequester, which drastically cut federal spending. Since the 2% cut in Medicare physician pay took effect on April 1st, there have been reports that some cancer patients have been turned away. That prompted one lawmaker to take action. Congresswoman Renee Elmers, a North Carolina Republican, introduced a bill to reverse the Medicare cut as it applies to Part B physician-administered drugs, like chemotherapy treatments. Meanwhile, senators are considering the nomination of Marilyn Tavener to head the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. She's expected to get a favorable vote out of the Senate Finance Committee this week, and then it's on to the full Senate. While her predecessor, Dr. Don Berwick, was a controversial figure, Ms. Tavener sailed through her confirmation hearings. She even gained the endorsement of a key Republican, House Majority Leader Eric Cantor.
I don't think there's any secret that I differ with the Obama administration on a lot of matters of health care policy. Obviously, the issue of Obamacare remains one very controversial. But if there is anyone that I trust to try and navigate the challenges, it is Marilyn Tavener.
Stay with us for the latest on health reform implementation and the sequester. And that's the Policy in Practice podcast. I'm Francis Correa.